Practice Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation about entering the London Marathon. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 and 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, this is the London Marathon Information Line. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to know how I can enter next year's race.
Well, you can either fill in an application online or we can enter your name now.
I'd rather do it now. I heard that not everyone who applies is able to run. Is that true?
Yes, it is. The marathon is such a popular event that not everyone who wants to take part will be able to. The system we use is a ballot system. That is, names are picked at random from all the people who have applied.
The woman says that the names are picked at random. So, A has been circled as the answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 and 2.
Hello, this is the London Marathon Information Line. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to know how I can enter next year's race.
Well, you can either fill in an application online or we can enter your name now.
I'd rather do it now. I heard that not everyone who applies is able to run. Is that true?
Yes, it is. The marathon is such a popular event that not everyone who wants to take part will be able to. The system we use is a ballot system. That is, names are picked at random from all the people who have applied.
So, I have to apply and then it's all about the luck of the draw.
That's right. It just depends on whether or not your name gets picked. It's the fairest way.
I see. How many people apply to have their names put into the draw?
In recent years, well over 200,000 individuals have applied. About 50,000 are chosen to participate in the marathon.
That's a lot of people.
Well, experience has shown that about 10,000 of these tend to drop out before the race. Not that they lose interest. It is usually due to work commitments, injury or illness.
So, do those people have to apply all over again the following year?
No, in such a situation, they are allowed to take part the following year without having to enter the draw again.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 3 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 3 to 10.
So, can I apply now?
Yes. First of all, you will have to give me your details. What's your full name, sir?
David Milton.
Is that M for mother and double L?
A single L.
Okay. What's your home address?
33 King Street, which is in Dover, Kent.
And the postcode?
I think I've got it written down somewhere. Yes, here it is, CT92DS.
Can you give me a contact phone number?
My landline is 01843 860299.
Can I have your email address too, please?
It's dm007@coolmail.co.uk. www.ac.uk, all small letters.
Do you work or study?
I'm a secondary school teacher.
And how old will you be when the marathon takes place next May?
I'm 27 now, but I'll turn 28 next April.
Right. Have you ever run in a marathon before?
Yes, I have. I took part in the Boston Marathon in 2011. I was planning to enter the one in New York, although I never got the chance. I've always wanted to take part in the London event, though. Do you know how long it will be before I find out if I've been selected?
It won't be long now. The results of the ballot for the next race are announced on the 3rd of October.
At least that gives people plenty of time to get ready.
Yes, it does. There is plenty of practical advice on our website about training programs, eating properly, and what health checks you should do before the marathon.
One last thing. How much does it cost to enter?
It's £50 for an individual.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.